This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, Attorney at Law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
So, welcome to hour number three of Radio Law Talk. Sorry about that there. I'm just kind of hitting my microphone. Radio Law Talk and Self-Abuse with Todd Kunin. Oh, gee. Todd Kunin here filling in for Fred Penny, who is on assignment. To my right, Denise Dirks. Denise, how you holding up the first 2 hours?
I'm holding up well, and I'm a family law attorney, and Todd Kunin is a criminal defense attorney.
That is right.
And we are here today to talk about some very fun and entertaining and probably a little bit informative topics.
Maybe informative. If you've missed any of the show, you can catch this show. Cal Hunter behind the glass,
yes,
our usual producer.
Yeah.
The show today, when's the soonest it's going to be up on our website as a podcast?
It usually ends up there either Sunday or Monday.
Okay.
Depending on how things go. Sometimes it's Tuesday. Labor Day weekend, so
yeah.
You never know. But, you know, I would think sometime before Tuesday.
So you can catch the first 2 hours of this show, if you're just tuning in right now, on our podcast that will be up in a couple of days. You can also catch the past episodes of Radio Law Talk, and on the episode page on RadioLawTalk.com. Just click on RadioLawTalk.com, go to the podcast section, and there's even a search function where you can do a general search to see if you can come up with a topic that we have covered in the past. For example, today we're going to talk in a little bit about Luke Walton, okay, sexual assault charges that were investigated against him, coach for the Sacramento Kings, new coach for the Kings, and I went in and typed in Walton and found out that we had actually covered the Walton case on, you know, when this got started on June 15th, 2019, and April 27th, 2019. So you can go and do a little bit of search to see what we've covered in the past.
And these are not by transcription. There may be other times when we actually mentioned the case, but this is by headings of the cases that we talked about, right?
That is correct. Okay. In the podcast, there'll be a little heading there that says generally what we talked about, and so your search term will come back if we put it in the heading. You'll be able to hear what we talked about in that episode. So that's what we're doing here, a little bit of a hint as to what we'll be covering coming up, but not before we get to Conk, Case or No Case. Cal.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
All right, I take you to the home of the banana slugs. The mascot for Santa Cruz. Isn't that their mascot? I could be wrong. Maybe that's Santa Barbara. Anyway, I take you to Santa Cruz, California, where there is a coffee shop called the Cat and Cloud Coffee. Cat and Cloud. Well, an attorney from Caterpillar Heavy Equipment Company saw the coffee shop and went inside. And they had a bunch of stuff for sale, including shorts and shoes with the name Cat and Cloud on them. Cat and Cloud on them. Well, Caterpillar also sells shorts and shoes and T-shirts. And the nickname of this giant corporation is Cat. And so Cat sent a nasty letter to Cat and Cloud saying, you'd better stop that. You're infringing on it on a trademark here. And Cat and Cloud sought legal counsel. And so I ask you, case or no case? And I believe, Mr. Kunin, it's your opportunity to start first, since you happened to work out that way.
Okay, yeah, because I happened to be in the first one in your line of view.
No, because you started first, and then went to Denise, and now it's your turn. That's all.
It's by mere rotation.
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Sounds good. By the way, anecdotally, when I was in law school, the constitutional law professor, he had a glass eye on his right eye. And I intentionally sat in a place that I thought would be his blind spot. Uh-oh, didn't get called on once the entire year.
Good call.
The entire class, But anyway.
That says a lot about your character, Don.
Doesn't it? Right
look,
there.
Look, it's all about knowing your surroundings and okay.
Knowing their blind spots.
Yes. Yes, I've tried to apply that to dating. It doesn't work. So, what am I going to say here? Because people will commonly confuse a banana slug with a bulldozer. This case is so odd. I'm going to say, yes, it is a case. And I am going to say that Caterpillar, the bulldozer company, CAT, that sent the notice to the banana slug folks, they don't win. I think that at the end of the day, people just go, really? Really? CAT is such a generic name. What are you going to start, am I going to get a cease and desist because I refer to my cat on my Instagram account or whatever?
You see,
although
this is why we're doing case or no case.
Yeah, is that going to happen? Although something tells me there's a lot of people that wish I would cease and desist that. But, case and the banana slug company prevails.
Well, it's the Cat
and the
Cloud.
Cat and Cloud.
The Cat and Cloud.
Coffee shop.
Yes, the Cat and Cloud coffee shop, they prevail.
Denise, what say you?
I think that it's a ridiculous cease and desist letter, and I don't understand cloud in connection with Caterpillar.
I would think a cloud, cat and coffee. So the cloud would be the cloud of cream in the coffee, and the coffee shop's name was Cat and Cloud. But they sold T-shirts that said cat, and then there was a little, a little cloud underneath it. And
okay, so Caterpillar is cease and desist as to cat only.
I would imagine.
Not cat and cloud.
I'm guessing.
Okay.
I haven't seen the letter, but yeah.
Okay. I would say this is just so ridiculous that I don't think it's the case. I think that it is a scenario, and I think that, honestly, I'm going to be really candid here. I see Cal, and he went into some kind of a shop that had some kind of a little emblem on it, and he was out in farmer's land and saw the caterpillar and made a connection. I think you made it all up, Cal.
You do, you really?
I do.
Oh, man. Sometimes it's difficult to slip a fastball by Denise. Let's see if it's difficult to slip one past in this case.
Or
Cat got your tongue? What? But wait, can we come up with some feline, related puns here?
Yeah, well, we could.
The cat's out of the bag here, so...
The pig in the poke and the cat in the bag.
Yeah.
Right? We all know that story. Okay, so I think we have enough time that I can actually give you the answer to this case or no case, if you're up for it.
Sure.
Although you may not be.
Well, I might be down, but...
For those of you who say this was an actual case, may I see by a show of hands?
Did I say that? Yes, I did.
Yes, you did.
Great.
Now, before we go, I want to ask you a question. Is the fact that they wrote a letter a case?
No.
Okay, therefore...
What is this arbitrary no?
No case was filed in the court.
Yeah, no case was filed. But let me tell you what. Here's what the Caterpillar said. The big tractor maker, which has a trademark right to Cat, they have a trademark, it's theirs, is going after the coffee shop. In a statement, they said it serves customers around the world. Caterpillar does. Many of whom earn their livelihood with one or two pair of machines and often a good pair of work boots. We value all of them and strive to provide exceptional products and services. This means we have a responsibility to protect and maintain the brand they rely on every day. We are not suing Cat and Cloud, not targeting a small business, not focused on Cat and Cloud's primary interest, which is coffee. We've simply asked the U.S. Trademark Office to remove Cat and Cloud's trademark registration on footwear and apparel only, products for which Caterpillar has a long-standing trademark and a considerable business.
Well, wait a second. If they've asked an official agency to remove the trademark, they did more than write a letter.
Well, it's not a court case. They just wrote them a letter and said, would you mind helping us out here? And they listened to Caterpillar.
I'm going to research this one here.
Okay,
because I think this should be a case because they sought relief in the jurisdiction and in the manner they exhausted their administrative remedies, which is part of filing a case. I think it's a bit of a distinction in order to say that.
I actually think you should give him 1 point.
We'll be right back.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more info,
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit ConcussionMedicalClinic.com to schedule your appointment.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4-LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt, it just won't do. But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Man, I know this place right down the road. Quick, quack, car wash. Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch this cutter shine. Just come and see, I guarantee your ride will steal the show. Come on, quick, quack, car wash. Don't drive that dirty car. Quick, quack, car wash. They'll have
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Public accountants and the ID.
Are you serious?
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So we are back here, Cal.
Yeah, let's fix this because I got an article on this case from the New Bay Area News Group, And in the Bay Area News Group, they simply said that they had written a letter, and Caterpillar said, we just wrote a letter, we're not going to go after them. Well, it turns out that they did go after them in court. So Todd...
And in a very specific court.
Right.
What's it called?
They have filed, Caterpillar Inc., the bulldozer company, has filed a petition for cancellation before the United States Patent and Trademark Office Trial and Appeal Board. It's a 55-page petition that they filed.
Well, they were serious. I mean, yeah. Caterpillar has always been aggressive about protecting its name. And apparently, and I have not seen this merchandise, but apparently from the article that I read, it bore a similarity in the cat part of it bore a similarity to Caterpillar's, you know, with the yellow and
with the
black.
With the trademark.
Yeah, whatever it looked like. So, I mean, I guess I can see where people are aggressive in protecting what they own, and the image of your company is something you want to protect.
And here's what I would like to do. I mean, look, I'm so far behind. The points don't really matter to me at this point, but this is one thing that I would like to do. This is a case that I now want to follow in Radio Law Talk in future to find out what happens with this appeal, because I'm looking at this petition for cancellation, and they actually show the different logos here, and they are very similar. I mean, look, this...
I want to follow this, too. It's really interesting. It's not necessarily a court, per se. It's actually an...
A very specialized
It's administrative.
Court.
It's right. administrative
okay.
Board, right? So, but it acts very much like a court.
But here's the question.
I think he gets 1 point for sure.
Okay, what about the Fat Cat Cafe in Oakland, or the Kit Kat Cafe in San Francisco, or the Hello Kitty Cafe in San Jose, or the Coffee Cat, or the Tabby Cat Cafe, or the Cat Town in Oakland, or the Cat's Restaurant and Bar, or Cat Cora's Kitchen in San Francisco, or, you know, what about, I mean, there are...
Well, it's going to depend on their trademarks.
What does the logo look like is the key, not the name Cat, and that was the point I was trying to get.
And that is what, that's the basis of this petition to cancel it, because they actually include the logos, and uh-huh. these logos are very similar. Very similar.
Yeah, and it's on merchandise, and I think that's really important to note, too.
And so, frankly, shame on the coffee shop company for not anticipating that. People do that, and they say, oh, that big company, they're never going to come after us. I got news for you. They're the ones that are the most aggressive, because how did they get big? By protecting their brand and their image. That's a big part of it. So it is an interesting case, and I apologize for not knowing about the administrative court action. But nonetheless, Todd, you'll get a point out of it.
Okay, yeah, and we're going to follow this one going forward.
I was just going to play the sounder, no points for you, but I'm not going to.
Well, you can play that for me.
Okay.
I got no points.
All right. Well,
you know, we're going to move from patent and trademark to Denise. What are we going to do here?
We're going to talk about some fun little facts about different celebrities or sports celebrities.
Let's go to Luke Walton. What's going on there? Luke Walton is the former, let's go over his history. He was an assistant coach for the Warriors for a while when Steve Kerr went out with a back injury as the coach. Walton stepped in, and if he had been a full-time coach, probably would have won Coach of the Year for the job that he did. Luke Walton, the son of NBA legend Bill Walton, who played in the NBA for a long time, and deadhead. And because of the performance that he did as the assistant coach, he then scored the head coaching job down in Los Angeles for the Lakers for about a three-year period, and was released by the team after the last season, and has subsequently been hired by the Sacramento Kings for the upcoming 2019-2020 season. After being hired by the Kings, an allegation was made about Mr. Walton that dated back to his days of sexual misconduct, dating back to his days as an assistant coach for the Warriors, by an individual who said she was a friend of his. He wrote the foreword to her book, and she said that there was an assault of sorts that occurred in a hotel room. And the NBA and the Sacramento Kings investigated to the extent that they could these allegations. This allegation is the subject of a civil suit. It is not the subject of a criminal investigation. Walton is being sued civilly by this individual. There's no law enforcement agency involved. The Kings, after conducting an investigation to the extent that they could, have found no evidence corroborating the alleged victim's account. I say to the extent they could. Denise, do you know why I say that?
No.
I say to the extent that they could, because the alleged victim refused to cooperate with the investigation of either the NBA or the Kings. She would not meet with investigators. She would not provide any information. She would not do anything to substantiate her story. And there may be reasons for that. I mean, why would you do that if you have a civil suit pending? And then, look, the more times you tell an account, that's the more times you're opening yourself up to be impeached. But because of her lack of involvement, the Kings and the NBA have come back and found that from their perspective, there's nothing to support the allegations of wrongdoing, and it's closed there. We're going to have to see what the lawsuit.
Right. In other words, they're going to keep him now. They're not going to get rid of him.
I think
that was why they had done this investigation, right?
Exactly. Exactly. So now it's just the lawsuit. He's still the coach of the Kings, and we'll find out. We'll follow how the lawsuit goes forward from there. And that's really quickly Luke Walton. But the bigger one, Cal, what are we at? About a minute left coming up here?
I'm over that.
All right. So the bigger one, we'll get this started, but we'll pick it up after our bottom of the hour break. Harvey Weinstein back in the news. It would not be a Radio Law Talk without a Harvey Weinstein or Johnny Depp update. And we have one for Mr. Weinstein. He's got a trial coming up, and he has just been indicted on a new allegation, and it's more of a trial tactic how this thing came up, and we'll discuss that after the break, but essentially the prosecution wanted to bring evidence as part of the trial of an incident that allegedly occurred in the early 90s that the judge ruled in the defense's favor that the prosecution couldn't bring up that specific incident, so the prosecution said, fine, we'll just go before the grand jury and get an indictment on that, and get a brand new indictment, and now we're going to seek to have those joined in, so if you don't want us to present it as evidence of wrongdoing, we'll just go ahead and present it as evidence of a new count. And we'll talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Radio Law Talk.
We'll continue with the show in just a minute here. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to Radio Law Talk.
I am Cameron Levitt, Chief Operating Officer of Concussion Medical Clinic. California's first concussion medical clinic is now open. As concussions increase each year, there has never been a greater need for concussion specialists. Our physicians at Concussion Medical Clinic are board certified in pediatric neurology and sports medicine and have partnered with universities, hospitals, and rehab clinics to expedite the recovery process. Simply put, we are elevating the standard of care. When you need an expert concussion opinion or concussion care, visit concussionmedicalclinic.com to schedule your appointment.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PENNEY lawyers.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hurricane Dorian became a potentially devastating Category 4 storm as it continues to churn in the Atlantic Ocean toward Florida, according to the National Hurricane Center.
The storm's maximum sustained winds increased to over 130 miles an hour, pushing it to Category 4 status. President Donald Trump said he would discuss possible evacuations in a scheduled meeting with FEMA.
We don't know about evacuation. We're leaving it up locally right now. We're going to see where it's coming in. Sunday at 12:30, we have a meeting at FEMA headquarters. That will be about the time that we'll know where everything's going. A lot of decisions will be made. That'll be a little bit less than a day before it hits, so we'll see what happens.
Dorian could be the first Category 4 or higher hurricane to make landfall on Florida's East Coast since 1992. When Hurricane Andrew was blamed for 44 deaths. This is USA Radio News.
Drop the sunscreen and step away from the grill. Dell's Labor Day sale is here with massive deals. Save up to $300 on some of the latest Dell and Alienware computers with Intel Core processors. And don't miss out on an amazing selection of top brand electronics like iRobot Roomba vacuums, all with free shipping on everything. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Labor Day. Don't miss this summer savings finale. Call 800-BUY-DELL for huge Labor Day deals.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Park apartment in 1993-94 winter along in there. Now, that incident, when it finally came forth, was apparently barred by the statute of limitations in New York, and so it was unable to be brought as a standalone offense for rape at the time. However, in Weinstein's case, they wanted to bring it up as a prior act on the part of Weinstein that demonstrated his motive, his common motive, plan, or scheme. That's important that you understand this distinction. In a criminal case, we talked about this last week as well, you can't introduce evidence of a prior offense or a prior action to say, if he did it that time, he probably did it now. Right? But, so like in a DUI case, for example, if I'm doing a DUI trial, I'm a prosecutor, I'm prosecuting somebody right now for that, and they had a prior DUI from 5 years ago, I couldn't introduce that evidence of the prior DUI from 5 years ago to say, you know what, if he was a drunk then, he's probably a drunk now. I just couldn't do it, right? There's no way that that would be allowed in. The new case has to stand on its own merits. However, let's say you've got a case that's an embezzlement case or something like that, where there is a common way, a common plan that the defendant always follows when going about trying to steal this or to do that. And it starts here, and then he grooms this person, and then they go in and they set up the bank account, and then after a month they steal this, and it's just the way they go about doing things. That kind of evidence can come in. In sex cases, if there is a common motive or plan on the part of Weinstein, is what they're alleging, a prior offense could come in. And what have we heard in the news? That it's usually, well, he takes a young actress, he says, let's get together and talk about your career,
right.
And then dinner once, and then maybe, you know, let's meet again in my hotel room. And then when they get to the hotel room, he's there in nothing but a robe, asks for a massage. And it's just this method that he always follows. And sometimes those incidents can be brought in to show this is how he goes about doing it, right? Well, the prosecution wanted to bring in this 1993-94 incident with Miss Sikora, or Sciorra, and ultimately the judge says, you know what, no. It's too old, one. Two, you really run the risk that the jury is going to try to convict Weinstein because they're so offended by that and not necessarily because there's evidence on the counts that he is charged with. So recently the court said, we're not going to allow it to come in.
And also because it had not been before a grand jury as an indictment, correct?
We're getting there. See, usually evidence that comes in for this purpose doesn't always have to go before a grand jury. The defense argument was, this is a completely separate crime here. This should have gone before a grand jury. And ultimately, the court said, you know what, you're kind of right.
Yeah.
I mean, this needed to happen. So the prosecution has come back, and after they got the ruling denying them to bring in this evidence, they went before the grand jury on an expedited basis and actually got a new indictment. Now, we said before it didn't pass muster under the statute of limitations, right? Well, they have alleged something a little different. Rather than alleging rape, which has the statute of limitations, they have alleged in this new indictment this conduct constitutes what they called predatory sexual conduct or sexual assault, which actually covers a period of time, and so they got in around the statute of limitations by that indictment. Well, now that the indictment has been handed down, the prosecution's next step is to say, well, because it's the same class of crime as what he's on trial for now, we're just going to go, they filed a motion to go ahead and add the new indictment to the current indictment. And so now when they present this evidence of Ms. Sciorra, it's not to try to show common plan or scheme, it's because they want to prove a new allegation, a new count, a new violation of law.
Actually, that's pretty smart. That's I think, ingenious on the part of the prosecutors.
It is. It's a way to do that. Now, the question here is, if you could do that all along to the prosecutors, why didn't you do that 6 months ago? That would be the biggest argument that I have as part of the defense, which is, we're talking about an incident that happened in 93-94, right? Why is it that you guys wait until 2 weeks before this trial is to start to seek an indictment on an incident that happened 25 years ago? And if it should have come in, look, the defense is going to say it's still time barred. They're going to say that they'll bring all the defenses as to why it should be tossed and not allowed now. And I think they're going to rightfully say, what about if you've known about this for this length of time, why didn't you bring this indictment before? Why are you doing it now? And they're going to try to argue for the nefarious purpose why it should be punted.
But don't you think they're going to argue, too, for a continuance of the trial so they can get additional evidence and all of that?
I think that they are. However, I will say this, that the introduction of this incident isn't new to Weinstein. The evidence to support this has probably already been exchanged via discovery and interviews and the allegations. The only thing that's changed in all of this is that the incident has changed from something that they were using as evidence of prior conduct or prior motive to now it's something that he could face additional criminal liability for. The evidence has already been out there. It's just the consequence to him has changed a little bit.
Yes.
But they will argue for a continuance if they want to, and maybe it'll be granted, maybe it won't. But this is an interesting, it is an interesting avenue here. And you could make the argument from the flip side that the prosecution had to do this because in California and in a lot of states, it's the same thing. There's this idea that if the prosecution knows of an offense that's out there for a specific defendant that's of the same class that the defendant is facing right now, they are obligated to try to join it all so that you can have one trial to take care of everything, as opposed to doing piecemeal trials you know, we'll do this one, then we'll do this one, we'll do this. We knew about all of these cases from the get-go, but we decided to nickel and dime you the entire time. There's a policy consideration against that, that sometimes it will preclude a prosecution from going forward.
Right, and this Weinstein's case kind of identifies what's troubling in the world right now, whereas there's men who have done some really bad things, and they're not being held criminally liable. They're getting away with it, whether it's in the you know, the movie industry or whether it's in other type of industries. But this is what's going on, and we have another case where it really does discuss what it puts it out front and center about how people that sexually assault or commit rape, how they get away with it. And this one, for me, was particularly upsetting.
And you're talking about, now this one is not a movie mogul. It's not somebody that arguably has a lot of money, at least not that I'm aware of, but it is about a younger person, right?
It's about a lacrosse player.
Go ahead.
And the lacrosse player at the time, he raped another classmate in that classmate's home, and he was not yet 18. So they didn't charge him as an adult. They charged him still under the youth laws.
Mm-hmm.
So he admitted to doing it. After he admitted to doing it, the school let him stay in school. He was every day in contact with his victim. He still got to play on the lacrosse team. He still, after he was sentenced, actually got to continue to go to school. Can you imagine the victim in this case and what rights she didn't have? It was really sad. And he doesn't even get jail time. He actually is given a probation sentence, and he never steps foot in jail. Now, if he violates his probation, well, then he can go to jail. But this is one of those cases that really bothers me.
Yeah, and, you know,
This is in Niagara, New York, by the way.
That's right. It's in New York. And look, there are a couple of things that I can say about this. First, by all means, I don't want to say, I'm a criminal defense attorney, but I'm not trying to justify the conduct of the juvenile here at all. He was 3 days shy of his 18th birthday when this happened. In some jurisdictions, I know California has, that in some cases, even though you are under the age, certain qualifying offenses, and rape would be one of them, you can be tried as an adult. My guess is he would have been tried as an adult here, although there may have been circumstances surrounding it, and we don't know everything that was going on. But I agree with you. It is a particular injustice for the victim to have to see this person every day. We're coming up on a break. I want to readdress this when we come back from the break.
I agree.
Because there's more we've got to talk about here, to talk about what did happen and maybe what should have happened. We're very opinionated. Denise.
Hey, if you want to call us at 855-529-7234 or tweet us at Radio Law Talk.
Also, you can email info@radiolawtalk.com if you're still using old school email like some of us. Stay tuned. This is the last segment of Radio Law Talk coming right up. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
So the high school student in, well, the former high school student, he's 19 years old now, and the rape that he pled guilty to occurred 3 days before his 18th birthday, and he doesn't get any jail time. He has jail time hanging over his head if he violates the terms of his probation, but the issue here that I have with this case isn't, look, I know that prosecutors face a difficult task when they're faced with evidence that could go either way. I know that the defendant's brother made a Facebook post claiming that this was a consensual act. And the fact of the matter is, I don't know what the underlying circumstances are. All I know is this, that he was charged with something and he pled guilty to it. All right? And he's going to have to live with that and what he's got. My issue is with how the school district handled this. Because at the time he started facing these charges, he still had his whole senior year to go. And the victim was also a student at the same school. And there was a protective order, a stay-away order. You know those things that say not allowed to come within 100 feet or 100 yards or so-and-so of this individual. And according to a news report that I found in the Spectrum, there was a protective order in place, And the school board, the school district, the school refused to do anything about it. The fact that this kid is prevented from being, look, protective orders usually say language like this: not allowed to come within 100 yards of the person, but they will also say this: 100 yards of the person's address, the person's school. That protects her in the entire campus of the school, and the school, knowing that there was a protective order, allowed the kid to still attend, play sports. They didn't suspend him until 100 students got up and walked out in protest, and then claimed in another report that they didn't have any official documentation, and it wasn't until they received document from the court that he had pled guilty that they decided to suspend. My problem is there was a protective order in place. The law required and should have allowed her to be able to go to school while this protective order is in place. It's not an order from anybody else. It's a judicial order, and it appears, it looks like, the school just thumbed their nose at it.
Yeah, and you know what the other upsetting thing was? Judge Sarah Sheldon, she was asked by the victim's mother to give him full sex offender status, and she did not. But she read, the judge read in court, the Facebook posts of the family members of the rapist saying that all she had to do was say no, it was consensual, and they were torturing this victim also on Facebook, and the judge recognized it, but she only gave him 1 year probation. This, I guarantee you, if there's a way to recall this judge is going to face some serious problems, I think, much like what we had in California last year.
The core issue is, does a judge have to justify a sentence that they give to the satisfaction of anybody but the people in the courtroom? This is what the guy down in the Stanford case, he figured, look, I'm just doing what other judges have done. I'm doing what's within the confines. He did not turn on his tonal ears to these sentiments in the community. And that's what this sounds like here. You can go tone deaf as a judge and go, look, academically, I'm following what I'm supposed to do. Don't you think, Todd?
I do. There's a couple of things that I want to point out on that issue. First is that if you don't like, as long as the judge is not going outside the purview of what is a potential sentence as established by the legislature. You know, if the judge is sentencing within those confines, if the judge goes outside the purview of that, and that's a different issue, but if the judge sentences somebody to a sentence that is allowed by law, and you don't like that, one of your remedies is to petition your legislature to change the law so that the sentencing guidelines can reflect the feelings of the community. The second thing that I will say, and is this: the general public, by the very nature of cases like these, especially one treated as a juvenile case, is very often prevented from seeing the entire totality of the circumstances. Everything that has taken place, there's a lot of stuff that comes out. You only see what I see, which is he pled guilty and he's got kind of a jerk for a brother who makes him Facebook posts that look bad. How can you not hammer this guy even more? My guess is there's a lot more. I would hope for the judge's sake that there's a lot more that we don't know about, because if the judge is sentencing and is sentencing in spite of a plethora of evidence against this individual and decides to cut him a break anyway, yeah, that's a problem. But oftentimes there's a whole bunch of evidence. I saw it as a prosecutor. I recognize it as a defense attorney. The public only gets a snippet of it.
But is this another poor little rich kid syndrome like the Stanford kid got?
That's what it seems like. And I looked up whether New York judges can be removed, and they can only be removed in one of three ways. They may be admonished, censored, retired, or removed by a commission on judicial conduct. So this is not something where they're going to be able to have a recall of that judge.
So basically that's not going to happen, because all the other judges, they have each other's black robes, don't they? I mean, they cover each other's back.
Well, the Judicial Conduct Committee would not necessarily fall in that role, but what's more important is, I think, because it was treated as a youth offender, that this sentence is within the guidelines, and I don't know that the judicial performance, you know, that agency is going to censor or admonish this judge.
So then it's the DA you would go after because he charged him as a youth offender?
Well, that was, I mean, typically, if a person pleads guilty and they plead guilty to everything that they were charged with, the DA is typically cut out of the, oh, how do I put this, negotiation process. You know, you plead to the sheet. You plead to everything that was there, and it's between you and the judge and whatever report comes through. I don't know what New York's law is as far as being able to charge a juvenile as an adult. I will say that if this is a case where he could have been charged as an adult, but the DA opted not to, especially given he was only 3 days shy of his 18th birthday. If the DA opted not to, the only thing that I can say is there's something else going on that we are not privy to in the general public, that we may never be privy to, and quite frankly, it would usually, this kind of evidence is stuff that's not necessarily flattering for the victim, and you don't want to victimize her even more,
right,
to let it out, but it is something that may be mitigating if there was a legitimate question as to consent. I don't know. I'm speculating here, but typically, if a DA's office can prosecute a juvenile as an adult and it warrants it, they will. If they could and they didn't, something else is going on that we don't know about.
Right, and this wasn't first or second degree rape. This was third
degree
rape. This
was third degree rape,
which is removed from that intentional act and motive.
It is. So I think there's something else.
Are you saying it's a lesser charge?
Yes.
Okay.
I think there's something else going on here, but I don't know what that is. I do know my big issue here is with the way the school handled it while the case was pending. That kid should not have been at school.
No,
I
so agree.
The restraining order should have been honored, and the kid should have been out of there.
Well, that's good to know, because you know what else I think we need to know about? We need to know your quick takes.
Yes.
So if you have your quick take, go ahead and get it out of your massive show prep file there, because here we go. And let's see. I think, Denise, you're up first. What's your quick take?
My quick take is if someone is at fault for the divorce in the Cyrus Hemsworth marriage, Miley, take the hit and responsibility for it. It can't hurt your image.
Nice, but a fair point. Mr. Kunin, what's your quick take, sir?
In space, no one can hear you scream, but they can hear you say, hey, stop tapping my bank account.
They can probably hear this, too.
You're all morons!
I'm just saying maybe they could hear that in space as well.
Yes, they can. Well, that's going to do it for us in this installment of Radio Law Talk, 3 hours in the books. If you missed anything, pick up our podcast at RadioLawTalk.com. We will see you next week. Cal, take us out.
All right, folks, thanks for listening. Happy Labor Day. We appreciate all of you who work hard for a living, and thank you for that. And, of course, we thank you all for listening to Radio Law Talk as well, even though that's hardly hard work. We'll see you next week at our regular time. Until then, thanks for listening.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.